Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hi there. From CNN, I'm Paola Ortiz with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, April 26. It's the fourth day of testimony in the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. Prosecutors accused Trump of taking part in an illegal conspiracy to undermine the integrity of the 2016 election. David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, has been on the stand for several days, testifying about how he helped broker a deal with adult film star Stormy Daniels and the tabloid's efforts to suppress stories that could have harmed Trump's 2016 campaign. Trump's attorneys are trying to undermine Pecker's credibility and poke holes in his claims by pointing out inconsistencies in his statements to prosecutors over the years. CNN's Ellie Honig explains the defense's strategy.
One of the most common mistakes that defense lawyers make is they try to annihilate every witness on cross-exam. And Todd Blanche and Emil Bove are both former federal prosecutors, so they've been part of those conversations. And it looks to me like they are choosing their battles. They have not tried to destroy David Pecker. They're trying to pull out certain facts that are helpful. They're saving their fire for Michael Cohen.
Pecker's testimony is expected to conclude today. Meanwhile, the judge has set a hearing for May 2nd to consider allegations Trump violated the gag order 4 or more times over the last few days. Columbia University's president is facing calls from all sides to step down over her handling of campus protests over the war between Israel and Hamas. Demonstrators have demanded the school cut ties with Israeli academic institutions and disinvest its funds from Israeli-linked entities. Meanwhile, more than 134 Israeli students sent a letter to school officials this week asking for protection in what they feel is an unsafe environment, saying they fear for their lives. The protests, which started at Columbia in New York, have now spread across the country. Several institutions have called police on protesters who've camped out on campuses, leading to hundreds of arrests. Colleges and universities have moved classes online and canceled their commencement ceremonies, citing concerns about safety. Pro-Palestinian protests are also happening at universities in Europe. CNN's Melissa Bell has more on what's happening at the Sciences Po campus in Paris.
Inside the building, they've set up tents, they've been camped out overnight, and they intend to stay in there for as long as it takes to get the attention of their university. Very similar demands to the ones we've seen in the United States. The end of the war in Gaza, but also the end of any cooperation between the academic institution and any companies that might be working with Israel.
In Chicago, disease detectives are alarmed by unusual syphilis symptoms that typically come years after an undiagnosed and untreated infection. Now, vision and eye problems, hearing loss, headaches, and dizziness are showing up in the early stages of the infection. Researchers who presented a new study in Atlanta this week said there were more than a dozen cases presenting with these types of symptoms last year in Chicago, and nearly a third of them were in the early stages of their infections. The CDC says syphilis cases have been on the rise across the country. More than 200,000 cases were reported in 2022, the highest number since the 1950s. A court in Romania's capital, Bucharest, determined that the criminal case against self-proclaimed misogynist influencer Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan on charges of human trafficking and rape can proceed to trial. The Tates and two Romanian citizens were arrested in December of 2022 and formally indicted in June 2023 on charges of human trafficking, rape, and setting up a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. They deny the accusations. Up next, an auction of titanic proportions.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Welcome back. Do you want to own a piece of Titanic history? British auction house Henry Aldridge & Son is offering up memorabilia from the ship to the highest bidder on Saturday. The items include a gold watch worn by John Jacob Astor IV, a member of the wealthy Astor family and the richest man aboard of the Titanic. Esther was among the around 1,500 people who died in the 1912 disaster when the ship sank after hitting an iceberg. The watch is expected to sell for as much as $188,000, according to the auction house. That's all for now, but remember to come back at 6 p.m. Eastern for our next update.